Welcome to the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Diving stop Seager. Toss on off the first. In time to get seven.
Three-run homer. Robinson Cano off the lefty specialist Fernando Abad. And the Mariners lead it 5-4.
Goodbye, baseball. Straight away center field. Cano and Cruz go back to back.
And the king, when the Mariners needed him the most, two hits over seven. Scoreless innings.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
All right, welcome back. Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Gary Hill here. Thanks for being here once again. Hopefully you had a good weekend. Not a good weekend for the Mariners as they go down in Toronto. They lose all four in the four-game set, swept aside in the four games, including all three since we chatted over the weekend. It was such a promising start to the road trip after taking the first two in Philadelphia. The offense going bananas in the first two, but that was not the case in the four games against the Toronto Blue Jays. Robinson Cano down, out for that series, and that showed up offensively. Coming up on this podcast, we're going to hear from Edgar Martinez, Mariners hitting coach. He sits down with Rick Riz. Fun conversation. Greg Green will be here as the Mariners return home, which is a good thing. Mariners have played very well at Safeco Field, and Greg Green's going to talk about everything that's happening on this homestand coming up, also the week that was. But for the Mariners, taking on the Blue Jays in a four-game set, losing on Thursday 7-2, coming back on Friday and just not able to get much going at all on Friday. That was a 4-0 Blue Jays win. On Saturday, I mean, it's hard to believe, but more injuries.
The windup and the 1-1 pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 1-2 on Goins. Well, Ryan Weber certainly has arrived as advertised. Throwing strikes and now time is called. Here comes, oh, no. Taylor Motter. Out to the mound, and now Weber is holding his right arm. Mariner trainer coming out to check up on Weber, and he is really holding his right bicep right now, and this is the last thing in the world the Mariners need to see. I cannot believe this, and Scott Service has got to wonder what in the world is going on.
So, yes, Weber, who was pitching well, leaves the game with an arm injury. He goes to the DL. And it's amazing when you look at all the transactions, all the injuries for the Mariners. In fact, since setting their opening day roster right before the start of the season, the Mariners have made 64 transactions involving the 40-man roster in 42 days. That's one transaction every 15 hours and 45 minutes. The longest stretch this season without a roster move, April 15th to April 20th, a stretch of 6 days. And during this six-game trip, the Mariners made 11 transactions as they are trying to overcome a lot of injuries. And I think this was a series where the injuries caught up to them a little bit. When you look at Robinson Cano not in the lineup, obviously a massive force in the lineup. And you saw what he did against Philadelphia, a future Hall of Famer, not in the lineup. And then the bullpen has had to carry a heavy load going into action yesterday, the second most bullpen innings in the month of May, just behind the Cubs. And remember, the Cubs played an 18-inning game this month, which messes with the numbers a little bit. So the bullpen is throwing a ton of innings, a ton of pitches, which isn't a surprise with four starters on the disabled list. And it just continues as they are in survival mode, trying to survive to get to June, where they have a lot of home games and hopefully some healthy bodies coming back as well. So it struck them again. Now, that being said, despite the injuries, Mariners able to take a lead.
The 1-1 to Dyson. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and it's into center field for a base hit. Valencia to third, making the turn. Pilar cocks his arm back, has no throw. Valencia slides across home, claps his hands, and Gerard Dyson has given the Mariners a 2-1 lead here in the sixth inning.
Unfortunately, the pen couldn't hold it. One run in the sixth to tie it. Three in the seventh, two more in the eighth, and Toronto gets that game. They scored 11 runs in the series from the sixth inning on. And then you turn your attention to game four of the series, and it was a back-and-forth ball game, a close one. Miranda on the mound, and he pitched well.
One on, two outs. Runner goes. Bautista the pitch, and a swing and a miss for strike three. That is strikeout number seven for Ariel Miranda. And that retires the side here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's it for Toronto. And what an afternoon for Miranda. Through four innings of play, seven strikeouts.
He ends up going just five innings. His pitch count elevated thanks to three walks and eight punch shots. So he did that all on 100 pitches in the game and certainly kept the Mariners in the game. Emps facing Aaron Sanchez. First time he has pitched in a while, coming off the DL, and he was sharp. 78 pitches on a pitch count. But five innings, just five hits, no earned runs. And again, the Mariners in a very close ball game. Toronto scores two in the sixth thanks to a Justin Smoke home run. 2-1, Toronto leading, but the Mariners tie it in the seventh. It was Dyson again, this time, though, with a long ball.
Next pitch to Dyson. He swings, clobbers this out to right field. This is going, and this ball is gone at the back of the bullpen wall. Jerrod Dyson's first home run of the season has tied this game up at two apiece. What a way to start the seventh, Jerrod Dyson.
Then in the ninth inning, Edwin Diaz on, trying to get this one into extra innings.
Diaz, glove hand off of his left knee to get the sign. Here's the pitch on the way. Fastball, swing and a fly ball deep to left field. Going and going. Goodbye, baseball. Kevin Pillar with a walk-off home run here in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the Blue Jays win it 3-2, and they sweep the Mariners in the four-game series.
Yeah, no two ways about it. That was a painful series as the M's go down and a sweep. Here's Scott Servais after the game.
Yeah, Toronto was not kind to us. As hot as we came in here, we leave just as cold. So, today's game, I thought we competed very well. Their guy had good stuff, you know. We knew that. He always has a good arm and competes well as well. But, the home runs got us today. We made a couple mistakes. The 1-2 pitch to Smoke in a bad spot. And he's been swinging the bat very good. But we went with a little different approach, trying to flip those guys, he and Morales today, the switch hitters in the middle of the lineup. And, it almost worked. Not quite. But and then Pilar has been swinging the bat probably as hot as anybody in the league. So, we will round it together and get back home and get back on track again. But it's unfortunate, it's disappointing, but our guys continue to compete and we'll be okay.
It's Scott, I mean, it's easy to look at the two homers, but you scored six runs in four games. That's the issue.
Yeah, that's really what cooled off. Obviously our bats, as good as we were going the last couple games at home, and then picked it up in Philly. We just didn't have that kind of, the line was not moving. I talk all the time about, passing the baton and keeping the line moving, and it just wasn't the case in this series. They did a good job pitching against us. They did, it does happen at times. It is, it's the big leagues, but, we'll get back home, get it back going again, and, get this turned in the right direction. We get really close to getting over the hump. I thought Miranda gave us a very good outing today, really battled against that team over there. Even though their record's not great, they're starting to get hot and they're swinging the bat much better. So Miranda gave us a really good effort.
Was it working? He seemed to have a strikeout pitch today.
Yeah, he had all his pitch. He had the back and forth, and that allows his fastball to play up, and then the swing and miss on some of the fastballs, deep in counts. Slider was better today. He had a good groove. I think he struck out four or five in a row there at one point. The pitch count did get up. We tried to get as much as we could out of him, and then, went to the pen.
So there it is. That's the skipper after what is a painful weekend. Toronto takes them all. Mariners look to bounce back, and it's not easy. Long flight. And turn around and play tonight. 7:10 first pitch. Mariners and A's, the first of three. Gallardo against Sean Manaea, the lefty coming off the DL, making his first start in a couple of weeks. Chase DeYoung will go on Tuesday, 7:10 first pitch. Andrew Triggs will get the call for the A's. And then Christian Bergman on Wednesday, 7:10, against Jesse Hahn, game three of the series. Then White Sox come in for four coming up after that. So we'll talk more about that as we get closer to the weekend. But the A's for three. Mariners have played really well at home, and they look to keep the home roll going and wipe away the memories from a very tough weekend. So let's turn the page and listen to Rick Riz with Edgar Martinez.
A chance to visit with Mariners hitting coach Edgar Martinez. And Edgar, today a very special day. Happy Mother's Day to your beautiful wife, Holly, your mom, and especially your grandmother. Because, Edgar, I remember you telling me many years ago about when your folks were getting ready to fly to New York. You were 11 years old. You didn't want to go. You hit on the roof of your grandparents' house, and your grandma and grandpa said, I don't think he wants to go. Let him stay here in Puerto Rico. What kind of influence was your grandmother on shaping a young Edgar Martinez at the age of 11, and you finally got down that roof?
Yes, you know, that's a decision I made. They took care of me since I was 1 year old. So at 11, my family, my mom and dad got together again, and I didn't want to go. So I want to stay with my grandparents. And the influence they had on me is, it's been amazing. I mean, all I see from them is hard work. You know, they work very hard, very loyal. They were big in discipline, respect, and hard work. Yeah. So that helped me through my young years.
Glad you came off that roof. A lot of love and hard work, and Edgar Martinez became one of the greatest hitters I've ever seen. Let's talk about the offense on this ball club. I want to start with the guy at the top, Gene Segura. Led the National League in hits last year with 203. This guy has been so much fun to watch. What makes Gene Segura such a good hitter?
He's able to use the whole field. He have great bat speed. And he make contact. I mean, when he swing, he don't miss often. And he waits on the ball for a long time with quick hands. He gave him the opportunity to use the whole field. And he work hard. He's put his work in, and he just gave everything he had right there at the plate. So it's fun to watch.
How rewarding is it for you, Edgar, as the hitting coach on this ball club, to see the success Mitch Haniger had in April? Hopefully he comes back real soon. Ben Gamble and the young hitters on this team do as well as they're doing.
Yes, I mean, I'm very impressed with Mitch. The way he goes about his job, he works, he prepares really well. He studied the pitchers. He does all the right things. The right thing that people that are being productive in the league for a long time, they do those things. And at his young age, he just worked the way a veteran player works, it's fun to watch. Plus, he have the skill, very good hitter, use whole field, and he put professional at bats every time, very consistent. Gamel, he's the same. He's fun to watch. He's he's been able to make some adjustments, and again, he use whole field, and he's able to he don't expand the zone very often, so. That give him the chance to be in good counts.
And here's Greg Green to get you ready for the weekend.
Game one of a two-series homestand. The Oakland A's coming to town starting tomorrow night. Then the Chicago White Sox. And to shed a little more light on what's coming up on the homestand from the Mariners' fine marketing department, the coolest man at Safeco Field, Greg Green, joins us from Seattle. Gigi, how are things?
I'm good. Letting my wife sleep in for Mother's Day and getting an opportunity to talk to you. What could be better?
I couldn't agree more. Hey, this is it's going to be really good to come back home. We'll put the passport in the drawer for another year after our return flight. But there is a lot coming up at Safeco Field. The Mariners finally getting back home. And I know this is something we have been talking to some at great lengths about, Gigi, something that has become one of the more popular promotions. Bark of the Park Night is back.
It is. Coming back on Thursday, we got a few Bark in the Park nights fans can take part of with their pooches just by going to mariners.com/bark. It's a great event. There are tons of dogs there. We're expecting close to, I think, 700 dogs at the first, maybe more. And you can watch the game with your pooch. You get a ticket for your pooch and yourself for $50, plus a nice giveaway item, and you get to walk the bases with your pooch, or run if you'd like, after the game. So that's always a fun one.
Yeah, this has become, this is still kind of a new promotion, if I'm remembering right, Gigi, but this has become such a thing that, like, you guys added Bark of the Park nights in years past because it was just an overwhelming popular event, right?
Yeah, you know, there's a stat that floats around about how there's more dogs per capita in Seattle than there are children. So it only makes sense that in this kind of dog-loving city that this is a really fun, great event for fans. You know, we have a lot of folks in the office that will buy tickets for their pooches and sit up in that section because it's one of their favorite nights to go. And, yeah, if you haven't checked it out yet, go to a Bark at the Park. They're great. There's all kinds of treats and fun activities for the dogs during the game. And we promised to tone down the fireworks as well so the dogs don't get freaked out because they could be a little loud. And I remember I had a dog once that got kind of, you know, skittish around fireworks. So we're backing off of those as well on Bark at the Park night.
Good, very good call. Nice call there. Hey, we've got the first ever Kuma Bear Hoodie Nights on the very following night, a Friday night against the White Sox. This looks like one of the more elaborate giveaways that you can wear around baseball this season.
Yeah, this is a pretty nice giveaway. You know, we did the Kuma Bear hat a few years ago, and that was well received. And we brainstormed, how do we take this to the next level? And we got this great, you know, hooded sweatshirt, big, kind of thick material. And it's got the Kuma Bear hoodie on top of it. And, it looks great. It feels great. And, you know, first 15,000 fans are going to pick one of those up. We got a few different sizes. So if you're looking for a particular size, I encourage you to get there early on Friday night for the first ever Kuma Bear hoodie night.
Yeah. College night as well on Friday. And man, Gigi just keeps coming. Saturday night, Jay Buhner bobblehead. This is a beauty. And then on Sunday, it's a second chance Mother's Day with the Mariners beach totes. So you've got a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, especially. You got a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. And, you know, Buhner signed 19 of those bobbleheads right on his own forehead there. Those are randomly inserted. So, yeah, there's going to be 19 lucky fans that'll pick up an autographed Jay Buhner bobblehead. If you don't have a Mother's Day gift, take mom to the ballpark next Sunday. First 10,000 moms get a nice beach tote. All kids get a equipment bag for Little League Day, so it's going to be a great day at the ballpark next Sunday. So many great reasons to come out to the Safeco Field next week.
Okay, I don't know where you're storing all these things, but it's impressive how much stuff you're giving away this upcoming homestand. Thank you, Gigi. It's always good catching up with you a little bit.
And finally, the week that was.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week
on Mariners Magazine.
What a deal. Pitch swung on broken. Matt Looper, center field. That's going to tie it. Heredia scores. Dyson right behind him. Segura to third. Danny Valencia has tied it up in the seventh. New ball game here at Safeco Field.
The set and the 2-0 to Kyle. Swing and a drive. Deep to right center field. Back she goes. 2 to the wall. Goodbye, baseball. Kyle Seager giving the Mariners a 4-3 lead here in the bottom of the eighth inning with his second home run of the season. Edwin looks in. The sign from Gosiewicz. Here we go. The 3-2 pitch. Swing and a ground ball back to the mound. Eddie's got it. Runs the first. Underhand toss over there. In time to get to Shields. The ball game is over. The Mariners win it. 4-3. Edwin Diaz, nicknamed Sugar. How sweet it is.
Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Swinging a high fly ball right field. Saunders is just turning and watching. This is gone for a two-run homer from Robinson Cano. Number 7 of the season for Robbie has put the Mariners on the board. It's now 4-2 Philly. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a well-hit ball deep to right field. Mike Gamble going and going. Goodbye, baseball, and he gives the Mariners a 5-4 lead. Yes, indeed, here in the top of the fourth inning.
Here comes the 3-2. Swing, laced high left field, carrying back by the wall, and this bangs off the bottom of the wall. Segura to second, on to third, making the turn. Segura coming home, he slides, he's safe. Beats the throw, and Ben Gamble having himself a night in Philadelphia. He has
has tied this game at 9 in the top of the 7th. Gamble reaches for the 5th time in as many tries, and he has now driven in his 4th run.
Well, it's got to be one of the best games you've played at any level, isn't it?
Probably at any level, to be completely honest with you. You know, got some good pitches to hit tonight, took some close ones. You know, just, you know, I felt comfortable. You know, I was putting myself in good positions to hit, and took some good swings.
The 1-1 to Monter. Swing and a line drive. Fair ball down the left field line all the way into the corner. Segura running third with a go-ahead run. In at second, Taylor Monter with a double, and the Mariners have the lead. 10-9 here in the top of the 9th inning, and yes, indeed, Monter makes the difference here late in the ballgame. 2-2 to Galvis. Fastball swing and a miss. Strike 3, and the ballgame is over. The Mariners come from behind, and they win it. A final score of 10-9 over the Philadelphia Phillies.
Can't say enough about our guys, and you know, we grind. Our cleanup hitter's not in there for most of the night. The second baseman has to come out of the game, and our young guys, they just continue to grind it. And it took us a while, but we got the pitching straightened out there at the end of the game, and the guys out of the pen did a really nice job. So, awesome win. You know, guys did not quit at any point in that game. We just keep grinding at bat at a time and keep the line moving, and they did it tonight. That was fun.
The 1-0 swing and a crack shot left field. This has distance, and this is gone for a mammoth opposite field dinger from Robinson Cano. He has homered in back-to-back games, his 8th of the season.
The 1-0 to Ruiz.
He swings, rifles this high, left center field, towards the gap, and this is off the very base of the wall. Seager scores. Valencia is coming home. Dyson puts on the Jets. He crosses home plate standing, and Carlos Ruiz has cleared him off with a double out to left center field.
I was trying to enjoy, you know, these two games here, and then, I don't know what is going to happen after this year. That was a real special come to Philadelphia and then get the ovation that the fans do to me.
Here's the pitch of the way. Swing and a drive. Straightaway center field. Pillar to the warning track, to the wall. Looks up. Goodbye, baseball. In and out of the second level above the batter's eye. Nelly Cruz, his 8th home run of the season. He loves hitting here at Rogers Center. A 2-run home run, and the Mariners have a 2-0 lead.
See you later!